Standard 5B, communication with clients and prospective clients. Members and candidates must, 1. Disclose to clients and prospective clients the basic format and general principles of the investment processes used to analyze investments, select securities, and construct portfolios, and must promptly disclose any changes that might materially affect those processes. 2. Disclose to clients and prospective clients significant limitations and risks associated with the investment process. 3. Use reasonable judgment in identifying which factors are important to their investment analyses, recommendations, or actions, and include those factors in communications with clients and prospective clients. 4. Distinguish between fact and opinion in the presentation of investment analysis and recommendations. All means and types of communication with clients are covered by this standard, not just research reports or other written communications. Members must distinguish between opinions and facts and always include the basic characteristics of the security being analyzed in a research report. Expectations based on statistical modeling and analysis are not facts. Members must explain to clients and prospects the investment decision-making process used. In preparing recommendations for structured securities, allocation strategies, or any other non-traditional investment, members must communicate those risk factors specific to such investments. In all cases, members should communicate the potential gains and losses on the investment clearly in terms of total returns. Members must communicate significant changes in the risk characteristics of an investment or investment strategy. Members must update clients regularly about any changes in the investment process, including any risks and limitations that have been newly identified. When using projections from quantitative models and analysis, members may violate the standard by not explaining the limitations of the model and the assumptions it uses, which provides a context for judging the uncertainty regarding the estimated investment result. Members and candidates must inform clients about limitations inherent to an investment. Two examples of such limitations are liquidity and capacity. Liquidity refers to the ability to exit an investment readily without experiencing a significant extra cost from doing so. Capacity refers to an investment vehicle's ability to absorb additional investment without reducing the returns it is able to achieve. Recommendations for members. Selection of relevant factors in a report can be a judgment call, so members should maintain records indicating the nature of the research and be able to supply additional information if it is requested by the client or other users of the report. Standard 5C, record retention. Members and candidates must develop and maintain appropriate records to support their investment analysis, recommendations, actions, and other investment-related communications with clients and prospective clients. Members must maintain research records that support the reasons for the analyst's conclusions and any investment actions taken. Such records are the property of the firm. All communications with clients through any medium, including emails and text messages, are records that must be retained. A member who changes firms must recreate the analysis documentation supporting her recommendation using publicly available information or information obtained from the company, and must not rely on memory or materials created at her previous firm. Recommendations for members. If no regulatory standards or firm policies are in place, the standard recommends a 7-year minimum holding period. Recommendations for firms. This record-keeping requirement generally is the firm's responsibility. Standard 6, Conflicts of Interest. Standard 6A, Disclosure of Conflicts. Members and candidates must make full and fair disclosure of all matters that could reasonably be expected to impair their independence and objectivity or interfere with respective duties to their clients, prospective clients, and employer. members and candidates must ensure that such disclosures are prominent, are delivered in plain language, and communicate the relevant information effectively. Members must fully disclose to clients, prospects, and their employers all actual and potential conflicts of interest in order to protect investors and employers. These disclosures must be clearly stated. The requirement that all potential areas of conflict be disclosed allows clients and prospects to judge motives and potential biases for themselves. Disclosure of broker-dealer market-making activities would be included here. Board service is another area of potential conflict. The most common conflict that requires disclosure is actual ownership of stock in companies that the member recommends or that clients hold. Another common source of conflict of interest is a member's compensation or bonus structure, which can potentially create incentives to take actions that produce immediate gains for the member with little or no concern for longer-term returns for the client. Such conflicts must be disclosed when the member is acting in an advisory capacity and must be updated in the case of significant change in compensation structure. Members must give their employers enough information to judge the impact of a conflict, take reasonable steps to avoid conflicts, and report them promptly if they occur. Recommendations for members. Any special compensation arrangements, bonus programs, commissions, and incentives should be disclosed. Standard 6B, Priority of Transactions. Investment transactions for clients and employers must have priority over investment transactions in which a member or candidate is the beneficial owner. Client transactions take priority over personal transactions and over transactions made on behalf of the member's firm. Personal transactions include situations where the member is a beneficial owner. Personal transactions may be undertaken only after clients and the member's employer have had an adequate opportunity to act on a recommendation. Note that family member accounts that are client accounts should be treated just like any client account. They should not be disadvantaged. Members must not act on information about pending trades for personal gain. The overriding considerations with respect to personal trades are that they do not disadvantage any clients. When requested, members must fully disclose to investors their firm's personal trading policies. Recommendations for members. Members can avoid conflicts that arise with IPOs by not participating in them. Members should encourage their firms to adopt the procedures listed in the following recommendations for firms if they have not done so. Recommendations for firms. All firms should have basic procedures in place that address conflicts created by personal investing. The following areas should be included. Establish limitations on employee participation in equity IPOs. Establish restrictions on participation in private placements. Strict limits should be placed on employee acquisition of these securities, and proper supervisory procedures should be in place. Participation in these investments raises conflict of interest issues similar to those of IPOs. Establish blackout or restricted periods. Employees involved in investment decision-making should have blackout periods prior to trading for clients to ensure no front-running, which is the purchase or sale of securities in advance of anticipated client or employer purchases and sales. The size of the firm and the type of security should help dictate how severe the blackout requirement should be. Establish reporting procedures, including duplicate trade confirmations, disclosure of personal holdings, and beneficial ownership positions and pre-clearance procedures. Standard 6C, Referral Fees. Members and candidates must disclose to their employer, clients, and prospective clients, as appropriate, any compensation, consideration, or benefit received from or paid to others for the recommendations of products or services. Members must inform employers, clients, and prospects of any benefit received for referrals of customers and clients, allowing them to evaluate the full cost of the service as well as any potential partiality. All types of consideration must be disclosed. Recommendations for members. Members should encourage their firms to adopt clear procedures regarding compensation for referrals. Members should provide their employers with updates at least quarterly. Recommendations for firms. Firms that do not prohibit referral fees should have clear procedures for approval and policies regarding the nature and value of referral compensation received. Standard 7. Responsibilities as a CFA Institute member or CFA candidate. Standard 7A. Conduct as participants in CFA Institute programs. Members and candidates must not engage in any conduct that compromises the reputation or integrity of CFA Institute or the CFA designation or the integrity, validity, or security of CFA Institute programs. Members must not engage in any activity that undermines the integrity of the CFA charter. This standard applies to conduct that includes cheating on the CFA exam or any exam, revealing anything about either broad or specific topics tested, content of exam questions or formulas required or not required on the exam, not following rules and policies of the CFA program, giving confidential information on the CFA program to candidates or the public, improperly using the designation to further personal and professional goals, and misrepresenting information on the professional conduct statement or the CFA Institute Professional Development Program. Members and candidates are not precluded from expressing their opinions regarding the exam program or CFA Institute, but must not reveal confidential information about the CFA program. Candidates who violate any of the CFA exam policies have violated Standard 7A. Members who volunteer in the CFA program may not solicit or reveal information about questions considered for or included on a CFA exam, about the grading process, or about scoring of questions. Standard 7B. Reference to CFA Institute, the CFA designation, and the CFA program. When referring to CFA Institute, CFA Institute membership, the CFA designation, or candidacy in the CFA program, members and candidates must not misrepresent or exaggerate the meaning or implications of membership in CFA Institute, holding the CFA designation, or candidacy in the CFA program. Members must not make promotional promises or guarantees tied to the CFA designation, such as overpromising individual competence or overpromising investment results in the future. To maintain membership, members must sign the professional conduct statement annually and pay CFA Institute membership dues annually. If they fail to do this, they are no longer active members. Do not misrepresent or exaggerate the meaning of the CFA designation. There is no partial CFA designation. It is acceptable to state that a candidate successfully completed the program in 3 years, if in fact he did, but claiming superior ability because of this is not permitted. The chartered financial analyst and CFA marks must always be used either after a charterholder's name or as adjectives, but not as nouns in written and oral communications. The CFA designation should not be used in pseudonyms, such as online profile names, because CFA Institute must be able to verify that an individual has earned the right to use the CFA designation. Recommendations for members. Members should be sure that their firms are aware of the proper references to a member's CFA designation or candidacy, as errors in these references are common.